Hello and welcome to the Facing Your Fears Meditations. My name is Janet Whitney. I'm a licensed therapist, an author, and a motivational speaker. We are here today to help each other overcome worries, fears, negative thinking, and replace it with positive thinking and images. Meditation is a way to help ourselves find more happiness and joy on this planet. So welcome as we realize that what we think about matters. Hello and welcome to the Facing Your Fears, Turning Fear into Courage Meditations. Today we're going to explore a bit of self-reflection. And let's get ourselves in a very peaceful, quiet, comfortable place. Hopefully sitting or lying down, someplace where you feel totally supported physically. We're always supported spiritually. So taking a deep breath in, feeling yourself sink into wherever you're sitting, lying, standing. Just taking a quick review of your body, making sure everything's in alignment, you're breathing, your thoughts, your feelings. And breathing in and breathing out, finding yourself getting more and more comfortable and more at peace. So today I'm going to take you to a beautiful porch overlooking mountains, lakes, the ocean, whatever feels comfortable to you, where you get a chance to reflect on your life. And you're going to do this in the most comfortable rocking chair, where you just rock back and forth, back and forth. And as you're imagining yourself at whatever view you'd like to see, where you could see and feel the fresh air, the magnitude of mountains, prairie, ocean, the gifts that this beautiful earth gives us without charge, without a monetary cost. It's just here for us to take in energetically, emotionally, visually, auditorily, with every sensation. So you're rocking back and forth. And you're going to imagine you are that very old soul, whether you're 90s or over 100, whatever you imagine or believe, how long you will live. So just feel that body that wants to rest and wants to enjoy the journey of this adventure called life. And you might smile as you think of that little child that made it through childhood. There definitely were centuries in our history where children did not make it very often through childhood, but we all did. And there may have been fun times and adventures, and there may have been challenges within your family, around you, within you. So take a moment, and for whatever you consider childhood, think of where you live, where you played, who was around you, siblings, cousins, mother, father, grandparents. And really embrace any positivity that you absorbed by your surroundings, by the people, by just your own strength and curiosity. And imagine that you were that little child that learned to walk by falling and getting back up. You were that little child that cried, and hopefully someone was there to listen. Or maybe you learned to take care of yourself. and maybe you even took care of siblings or others. And that little child grew into middle school and high school, where you start to have real memories of your home, of your bedroom, of where you lived, of what the people were and acted like around you. And yes, we probably all had challenges, but we also kept learning how to get stronger, how to adapt, how to adjust, how to grow, how to drive, how to use our voices to speak up, how to use our legs to run or walk or play sports, and how we used our minds and brains to expand our knowledge and our awareness, to include more people than just ourselves. And as you think of your first car or whatever vehicle you drove, how fun it was to have that experience. And as you graduated from high school and moved on to either college or career, remember that person that believed you could do it, believed in the future, kept taking one step forward. And maybe there are jobs you can remember or travels that you took for adventure or people that you loved and loved you and animals and pets, neighbors, school friends, activities that you enjoyed. And the challenge of getting through those early 20s to that point where we start to take responsibilities, more responsibilities. And hopefully you're feeling how amazing and wonderful the journey has been, but actually who you have been. And the mistakes we made, because we're human, are forgivable. And the mistakes others made against us are forgivable. And as we move on the decades of 30s and 40s, hopefully full of adventures, full of learning, full of challenges, try to pick out those events, whether they're marriage and children, losses, new opportunities, new adventures. Allow those to come forward as you're rocking on that rocking chair, reflecting on your life. And if you're old enough to remember 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever it might be, how with age, the blinders fall off and we start to become so much more aware of the world, of the people, of nature, of the gifts of animals and plants and scenery and other countries, other cultures, how much there was to learn and experience in each phase of our lives. And for anything that you were able to take in, experience, understand, giving yourself credit for that incredible being that you've always been, a soul that dances with excitement, a heart that beats with joy, a mind that keeps expanding and accepting and adapting. And as you're rocking on that rocking chair with a smile on your face, you're telling yourself, you did well. You did well. And sending out gratitude to every experience, every person, every plant, every animal, every place, every feeling, every lesson, everyone you loved and loved you. Gratitude for this adventure we call life. And it's always okay to take a moment to reflect on the pathway of where we've come from. And it's okay to look to the future with hope and care and excitement and joy. So as you're rocking in that rocking chair, imagining yourself at an older age, you can also imagine that there are more adventures to come. And this was just a time to rest and reflect. And to give yourself credit for every step you have taken. And you look out again from the rocking chair of that beautiful scene that you have developed, embracing the beauty of it, embracing the comfort of the rocking chair, embracing this journey. And the scene starts to fade, and you find yourself sitting or lying or standing wherever you might be. Again, feeling your body supported. And this time, as you take a breath in, breathing in the energy from the core of the earth, extending it through your body and way out to the energetic field around you. Breathing in the energy, breathing out, breathing in the love, breathing out the love. And know that you are surrounded by your ancestors, your spiritual guides. You are not alone. And taking another couple of breaths in and out, really treasuring these few moments of peace. When you're ready, you open your eyes, extending your arms above your head, stretching out, perhaps smiling at the experience you just had, feeling gratitude. And I want to thank you for joining us today on this adventure of self-reflection. So go and enjoy your day. Thank you again. Each week, we will have a new meditation aimed at helping you face your fears and follow your dreams.